Hundreds and hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus, there lived in the land of Canaan, Jacob and his family of 12 sons. This is the story of Joseph, the 11th son. It is a strange story of hate and kindness, of jealous brothers and a forgiving hero. It is a story of victory of good over evil. And through this story, the figure of Joseph moves from tragedy to triumph, guided by the invisible hand of God. Jacob and his sons were shepherds, with great flocks of sheep and goats grazing over the hills and valleys about. Our story begins one hot afternoon when Joseph was about 17 years old. He was watching over one of his father's flocks in a rocky valley not far from his home.
Hello, Joseph. How are you getting along?
All right, thanks.
I saw Father this morning. He asked me to give you this message.
Oh?
Father's expecting a merchant tonight. He wants us all to be home early this evening, so you'd better start rounding up your sheep when the sun gets low.
Right.
The merchant's going to spend the night. With luck, we'll hear some news from the great world, Assyria, maybe even Egypt.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, so long. I'd better get back to my own flock. See you tonight.
Bye. So you got stuck up there.
No, I better get it down, poor little thing.
Now, just lie still a moment. I'll climb right up, help you down. Oh, no. No! No. Oh!
Later, toward nightfall, when Joseph returned to his father's house, the sound of angry voices reached him as he approached.
Being sorry doesn't help.
I just didn't have time to ride over and tell Aaron.
All I can say is I ask you specially to ride over and tell him the merchant's going to be here tonight. Aaron's youngest daughter's going to get married, and he wanted to buy some cloth for her wedding dress. But you didn't have time to go and tell him.
Father.
Here's Joseph. Well, my son, what is it?
Oh, I've got some bad news, Father. I lost one of your prize lambs.
Oh, one of my prize lambs?
Well, it strayed onto a rocky ledge, and as I started to climb up after it, it slipped and fell.
But you didn't get hurt.
Oh, no, Father.
Well, I'm thankful for that. And don't worry about the lamb. I'm sure you did the best you could.
The merchant's just arrived, Jacob. I thought you'd like to greet him yourself.
Yes, thank you. I'll come at once. Oh, Joseph, you'd better come with me. There's something I want to show you.
Well, I like that. I merely forget to ride over to Aaron's place, and Father rants and raves for half an hour. Then Joseph loses one of his prize lambs, and Father hardly says a word.
Yeah, it's plain to see Father prefers him. Still, Joseph's a lot younger than we are.
Well, that's got nothing to do with it. I think
shh,
that we...
Shh, quiet, they're coming.
Reuben, Dan, Judah, don't go away. We have an honored guest tonight. Ahab, the merchant. Sir, these are my sons.
Oh, good evening to you, friends.
Good evening, sir.
Supper will be ready in a few minutes.
Ah, good. I'm hungry, and I'm sure Ahab is, too. Oh, by the way, my dear, look at this cloth.
Well... It's very pretty and very unusual, too, and with so many colors all woven together.
Yes, isn't it? I thought it would make a fine coat for Joseph. A coat of many colors.
After supper, Joseph's brothers gathered together in the yard, sullen and angry.
I won't stand it any longer.
Wait a minute, not so loud.
I don't care if Father hears me or not. Joseph, Joseph, always Joseph. He gets the best of everything.
Well, this coat now that Father's going to make for him. A reward, no doubt, for losing that land. Well,
Joseph will have to be taught a lesson one of these days.
And so, because Jacob showed that he loved Joseph better than his other sons, they grew more and more jealous and looked for a way to get even with him